Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You've been in radio for?
So I started doing just traffic reporting 4 years ago. 4 years ago? And then I've been here almost three.
That's pretty good. Now you got two shows.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this is fun because it's mostly just interviews and talking to people, I really enjoy that. The other show is a little more traditional, you know, morning show, stuff like that. So it's good. I get a nice balance. We're going to keep this pretty casual, just, you know, have a chat and things like that. And then we edit it down. We'll put it live, or not live, we'll put it on the air this afternoon, and then it'll be up on our website as
well. Would you like an hour, hour and a half, and then you cut that down to a tight 45 minutes?
Yes, except we do 10 or 15 minutes.
Oh, my God. I was prepared for 90 minutes, but that's fine.
90 minutes?
Yeah, I've got a lot to talk about.
Okay, well, do you know what?
A lot to talk about, guys.
Then why don't I shut my mouth and let Piff the Magic Dragon talk about, you know, everything you need to talk about.
Welcome to the Piff the Magic Dragon Hour with me, Piff the Magic Dragon, and Mr. Piffles. Good evening, Mr. Piffles. How are you doing? He can't talk because he's a dog. So, Ali, this is the first time we're meeting you.
It is the first time we're meeting, and you came with a dog.
Yeah, Mr. Piffles.
And so I'm so happy because
really,
Mr. Piffles is
really
cute.
The dog came with me.
Yeah?
Yeah, well, he's the talent.
I mean, that sounds right.
He's a magic performing chihuahua.
A magic performing
chihuahua? Yeah,
he does magic.
Yeah.
Where did you find him?
eBay.
Really?
Actually, it's not true. I found him on a website called Gumtree. Do you have that over here?
I don't think so.
In the UK, Gumtree, it's like Craigslist. And I got Mr. Piffles 9 years ago, and he was being given away on Gumtree. So he's a rescue dog, which is cheaper. And I got him in Dundee in Scotland, and the very next day he went into the show, and we've been together ever since.
So what does he do in your act?
He does magic.
Well, like what kind of magic?
Well, he actually, funnily enough, is going to do a magic trick right now for you.
He is?
He is.
Okay, I can't wait to see it.
Okay, well, here's the deal, Ali. Last night I was in Vegas, and I flew with my little dragon wings from Las Vegas to Denver, and I got in at 4 a.m. this morning, and I went to the hotel, and I went to sleep, and about 30 minutes later, I woke up because I heard a little scuffling noise in the corner, and I looked up, and Mr. Piffles had a full deck of playing cards just laid out in front of him. All 52 of them. And he was studying them intently. And he reached out with his little tiny dog paw. And even without an opposable thumb, he turned over a playing card. So there was just one playing card face down. And then he shuffled them all back together. And somehow he placed them back into the box. And I just so happened to have that very deck of playing cards right now.
Oh my gosh, you do.
Now, he didn't turn over any playing card. No, he turned over the card that he thought that you were going to name. And guess what? You're going to name that playing card. And I'm even going to give you three chances to change your mind once you name that playing card.
Okay, so I have to name a card right
now? Any card. And whatever card you name, somehow, Mr. Piffles has predicted it.
Okay.
So what card would you like to name?
Queen of Spades.
The Queen of Spades. Now, chance number one. Would you like to change your mind to a card that might work?
No, you never change it.
Oh, wow.
You never change your card.
All right, fine. So you're happy just to crush the dreams of a tiny little dog.
Okay, fine.
Chance number two. Are you sure you don't want to change your mind from the Queen of Spades?
Yeah, I'm sure I don't want
to
change my mind.
Wow, look at Mr. Pimples weeping his little tiny puppy tears onto the desk before you, pleading with you to change your mind. Chance number three.
No, I'm not going to change my mind.
And so ends the dream of Mr. Pimples. But maybe, just maybe, Mr. Pimples has prevailed. Every single one of the cards, the same way round, except for just one card only just there. One card, correct?
Yeah.
Face down in the center of the deck. I don't want to touch it. You might accuse me of cheating. You're going to move over towards me.
Okay, I'm going to move.
I will lunge the cards towards you. You're going to turn over the card.
Oh, my gosh.
It's the Queen of Spades.
It is the Queen of Spades. I'm going to take a photo of myself right now holding this so we have proof that it is indeed the Queen of Spades.
You see, a magic performing chihuahua. Can you believe that? I mean, what a pro. 4:45 in the morning.
You're telling me he's so upset I didn't want to change my card. I can see him right there.
Yeah, he was bluffing. He's in a zen-like trance right now.
He is. It's all warm on that side of the board. He's probably getting all the fanned electrical heat.
Yeah, he's half asleep.
Yeah.
I mean, he was up at 4:45. You can't blame him.
No, I don't blame him at all. I'd like to be curled up right next to him. That sounds like an ideal morning. I feel like so many people, I've been a fan of magic forever. How did you get started? Obviously, you realized you had a gift for magic or that you were magic.
I used to play poker with my friends all day. And then we would learn how to cheat a poker. You know, like all these little secret card things. And a lot of that stuff is the same as magic. It's the same, you know, sleight of hand. So then I started doing card tricks. And then I started doing them for money. And then I was like, well, this is much better than a real job. So I carried on. But it took a long time because what happened was when I first started, I used to get fired everywhere because people thought I was too grumpy.
Really?
Yeah, I got like a resting grumpy face. It's an English thing.
Is it?
Yeah. So I would get fired wherever I went. I did a wedding once and this person came up to me. They were like, what is your problem? You're like the Eeyore of magic. And then they fired me because they were the groom. So then a few years later, I got invited to a costume party, but I didn't have a costume. So I said to my sister, have you got a costume? And she said, yeah, I got a dragon outfit under my bed. And I didn't ask why, because she was my sister. I just wore the dragon outfit to the party, and nobody was in costume. It was just me. Nobody turned up in costume to this party. I said, what are you guys doing? They were like, yeah, I was a bit childish, so we just turned up in regular clothes. So then it was just me in a dragon outfit in this party, being actually grumpy on this occasion. And my friend came up, she said, you know, you should do this in your act. You could be Puff the Magic Dragon. I said, wait, I could be Piff the Magic Dragon. You might have heard of my older brother, Steve. So I tried it out. It was an instant hit, and I never looked back.
And now you're in Vegas. You have a residency there.
Yeah, the last 3 years, we've had our own show, the Piff the Magic Dragon show. What's it called? It's called Piff the Magic Dragon. It's not called that's what it's called.
Okay.
It's just Piff the Magic Dragon.
Because you know the name of your show.
Yeah.
So you were telling me that you have your Vegas residency, but then you travel as well.
Yeah.
And most people, once they get their residency, treat it as such and reside in the city.
No, they're lazy.
Yeah.
We got our Vegas residency almost 3 years ago, and we spent every half of the week in Vegas, and every week we tour all over the country. And this time we're back in Denver for our fourth time.
Oh, good.
At the Comedy Works.
Well, yeah. We love having you in Denver. We hear Denver's a pretty great place for a show.
Yeah, we like being here. And every time we come back with like a whole bunch of new tricks, a couple of old favorites. So, you know, because people always come back to the show, and so we like having new material for them.
Okay, so I have to ask, have you ever had a trick just go horribly awry?
Yes.
Tell me about it.
Well, here's the thing with magic. It's like... Sometimes when things go wrong, you can just like change the ending a bit and the audience doesn't know. But I was just on Access Hollywood. You know that show?
Yeah, I do.
And we were doing this new trick, which we're going to be doing in Denver this weekend. And basically, I have a deck of cards and I blow on them and they just burst into fire. And all of the cards catch on fire except for one card, which is the card that the person named. And I did it, and it was really difficult to make the cards catch on fire by magic. So we spent months working on that, and we finally figured it out. And we go on the show. The first time we tried to go on, there was a thunderstorm in Vegas. All the flights got canceled, so we couldn't make it. The second time, we finally get there. We do the show. We set it up. I blow on the cards. They all burst into fire. Everyone's like, oh, this is amazing. And then all of the cards turned into, you know, got burned except for one card. And it was the wrong card.
Oh, my gosh.
But my publicist had said to me, she said, oh, now this is a pre-recorded thing, which means they record it and then they show it later.
Yeah.
You know? I'm not telling you that. I'm telling the... You're like, yeah, I know, Dragon.
Yeah, I'm aware. We're doing the same thing right
now.
Yeah,
but like, I'm just telling the people listening because I'm giving them an insight into show business.
In case you didn't know that, most stuff isn't live.
Even though it was called Access Hollywood Live, she said, no, it's a pre-record. So I say, oh, thank God this isn't live. And they say, no, this is live.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, And then they just ended the bit.
Great.
Just like, no way out. It was just a dismal failure. And then Penn Jillette, who is has become a friend of mine over the last few years, and also has his own dragon outfit and dresses up as my dad, Pop the Magic Dragon, and was in the first, we just shot our first special, and he was in that. And he was on Access Hollywood Live 2 weeks later. So he went on and just mocked me for the whole section about how I got this wrong. And they showed an instant replay of like me getting it wrong again 2 weeks later. And Penn is just like commentating on, and he's like, you see, that's when he gets the wrong card. Look at his little face. And I, but I was like, I guess that's tough love from a father.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I mean, no father is proud of their son, really.
No, publicly. He's, yeah, unbelievable. So that was like, that was a pretty tough recent disaster.
Well, I think everything's going to go really well here in Denver.
I have
a premonition. I think it's going to be great.
We're even doing a couple of family-friendly shows this weekend. We're doing one on Saturday at 3 p.m. We're doing six shows the whole weekend.
Oh, my gosh.
So the evening shows.
You just don't stop. Dragons don't need sleep, I guess.
We're doing two tonight, Friday, two Saturday night. But in the daytimes on Saturday and Sunday at 3 p.m., we're doing two family-friendly shows. So you can bring those tiny little children, along with you, and that's the only time. The rest of the shows, I'm going to be dropping the F-bomb like there's no tomorrow. But those daytime shows, you can bring the kids. And you know who's good at ruining magic? Kids. Oh, they love it. They love shattering my hopes and dreams. They just come on stage, pick up everything, punch the dog. Oh, it's just miserable.
Terrible children.
So if you like watching dragons suffer, come to the family-friendly shows.
Sounds great. All right, well, Piff the Magic Dragon at Comedy Works South at the Landmark through Sunday. Thanks for coming in today, and thanks for bringing Mr. Piffles.
Yeah, he's out.
Yeah, well, I'm going to wake him up and pet him a little bit more. Okay. You've been great, but that's my focus.
Yeah, I understand it. Yeah, the dog pays my bills.
Perfect. Would you mind doing a liner for us really quickly?
Yeah, what do you want me to say?
Where did it go? Someone must have thrown it out.
It says... Kleenex, facial tissues, Mushwalis Punoiles Facialis.
That is exactly.
That's difficult to say.
Like, can I steal that pen for a hot second?
Yes.
I don't know where.
Well, it's your pen, I think. Hi, I'm Piff the Magic Dragon. Okay, here we go. You ready?
Yep.
Good evening. Oh, no, that's wrong. Hello. Hello, I'm Piff the Magic Dragon on Denver's home for today's comedy, Comedy 103.1.
Perfect. Love it.
Second take.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.